All right, welcome back to Speaking With Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with Dr. Frank Robinson, educator and leader in the field of education for several decades, approaching 35 years. And again, it's so good to have you with us, and I appreciate that rich part of our history that I'm sure a lot of us were not aware of. I was sharing with you that one of the things that I've seen over the years, as I've looked at movies, as I've looked at TV shows, when it comes to former slaves learning to read, usually someone had a book and they were hiding that book as they were teaching someone on the plantation how to read that book. But this part is a new facet, a new aspect of that learning process that I wasn't aware of, that we had slaves who were literally carrying the letter, not only within plantations, but from one plantation to another, as they would draw, write those letters in the sand, teach their fellow slaves how to sound out those letters.
That's exactly right. The research that I perform suggested that they would say the letters will speak to you. The letters will speak to you. And the speaking of the letters actually originated with the children of the plantation owners. They would actually, as children play with toys, many of them were playing with the young slave children, as if they were their children in school. And the slave owners were not concerned about that when they would watch them engage the slave children in the letters, because they did not think the children had the capacity mentally to grasp what was being presented to them. They really thought that it was wasted energy in a sense. They did not think that the intelligence existed for them to pick that up and move it forward, or to have it go viral, as we would say in today's time. They did not expect that violent effect on carrying those letters, so that they would speak from plantation.
So were the children of the slave owners deliberately teaching their black peers, their other black, the slave children, how to sound out these letters? Or was it just in a normal course of play that they were teaching without trying to teach, per se?
A normal course of play. The children, of course, would not have done that had they known their parents were totally against it. But it was a normal course of play, not only with the slave children, but as the children were playing with their peers and learning and playing school, as many of our young children now do, the slave children would sit in the corner and take all this stuff in as they were playing with each other. The slave master's children playing with each other, mm-hmm. in their educational environment, in their mind, and the slaves would pick this information up, and the slaves found application of these letters speaking to them actually in the church, sitting in the church looking at the hymnals, putting those letters together, they finally began to speak. When they had enough sounds in their heads and enough letters grouped together, that the words would speak to them, and it became so fascinating to them. You know, fascination encourages high levels of practice. So you go on and on and on, and they learn to make these books speak to them quickly.
That is so fascinating. So they really embraced this concept of the letters and then later the books speaking to them.
Exactly.
That is so amazing.
And exactly.
As you're sharing this account with us, Dr. Robinson, I'm thinking about the difficulty with which I have seen so many people, and particularly since we're talking about slaves now, black people in the black community, when it comes to learning. And I'm thinking, well, hold up now. You had a black people brought from another continent where this is not what they were speaking, this is not what they were reading, this is not what they were writing to a great extent. And they're brought over here to a foreign country. And by hearing letters called out, eventually developed to the point where even without being taught phonetics, how to look at the word and break it down into its parts, say each part, and then put all the parts together to say the word.
Exactly.
Without being taught that, they were still able to learn how to read.
Exactly.
From that very basic start of, this is what this letter is, this is what it sounds like. They were able eventually to put letters together, put parts of words together, and read and say English words.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. When the capacity of black children to read or to learn became evident, that is when you had this whole massive push to keep education away. After they discovered that this, what we thought was just one level above an animal, can actually intellectualize print material, fear set in, and all sorts of energy was executed to keep learning at a distance from black children.
And that was going to be my next question, too, because we know that there was a significant push to keep black people uneducated. And so you have this, really, this inconsistent line of thinking. They're only, what is it, two-fifths, three-fifths human.
Right.
The rest animal. So they're incapable of learning.
Right.
Now we discover that they are able to learn to read our stuff without any formal training in it.
Exactly.
And so now we're going to perpetuate the line that they're incapable of learning while at the same time making it a crime to teach them.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so now the plot thickens because you mentioned that capacity was there. These slaves knew that. They knew they could learn this. They had gotten a taste.
Exactly.
of what it is to
exactly.
learn this. And I don't see them going back just because it
exactly.
gets tougher.
That's right. That's right.
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Dr. Frank Robinson. When we come back, we're going to share with you what he's doing in the educational field and learn more about learning. This is a conversation that is intended to be not only informative, but inspiring. He's bringing that beautifully. Wouldn't you agree? We'll be right back.